on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gattles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Really? Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. As you can tell, this is not Sherry yet. This is Robert Coombs. I'm filling in for Sherry today. She'll be back next week. It's my pleasure to host today's show along with Hunter Powell, who is the Prescott Chamber's Communication and Membership Relations Manager. Thanks for filling in, Hunter. Hunter is actually filling in for me.
Yeah, I'm the new Robert for today. It's very exciting.
Well, thanks so much. It's Prescott Chamber Day. Our guests today are Bloomswag Blinds, Prescott Complete Care, Hazelwood Insurance Services, and, of course, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor, Monday through Friday on CAT, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company. We have always practiced and trained our staff for the safest in food handling and sanitation, and we will continue to do so. We've printed our new menu, and of course, you can always get our award-winning beers on tap. We took out some tables and spread the others out to increase distance, and placed a hand sanitizer station next to our staircase that leads upstairs to our upstairs dining room. We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
Your You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back. This is Robert Coombs from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce filling in for Sherry Heine. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Hunter, can you please introduce our first guest today?
Yeah, let's get this started. So firstly,
and I apologize, I believe I said his name wrong the first time.
It is not Bloomswag, it is Boomswag Blinds. Boom. We have Clay Wright here, and he's going to tell us a little bit about himself before we get into it.
Hey, everybody. My name is Clay Wright. I'm the owner and founder of Boomswag. And, it's a unique name. It came from my five-year-old daughter, actually, so I can't take any credit for the name. So, but it actually has some intelligent meaning behind it. So boom as in a boom on a ship. So any metal rod, and then swag as in like the drapery. So that's pretty much covers everything that we do.
Yeah, I like that.
She's a genius. So
great. I wondered about the name, but we were talking about it before. We were saying that it should be boom swag. So you'll remember.
It definitely matters.
Boom.
It definitely matters how you say it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gotta say it the right way.
Yeah, Clay. You said you've been in Prescott for how long? You're Prescott native.
Yeah, I'm pretty much native. I've been here since 1990. So, yeah.
And quite a while. There.
Before Costco was here. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
That says a lot right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Clay, where were you before that?
Well, my parents, they moved from Kingston, New York. So I was born over in the East Coast.
Okay, yeah, same as me.
Same as Robert.
Yep, big change.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool.
And then, they moved me out here when I was a babe. So.
Yeah. Well, Clay, tell us a little bit about Boomswag Blinds.
Yeah, so I was in the military for 6 years. I was in the Air Force, an aircraft mechanic. And when I got out in 2016, I came back home. And there were no aircraft mechanic jobs in Prescott. So, and I didn't want to go down to Phoenix. Mm-hmm. It's way too hot.
It's a little hot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
too many people.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Way too many people, too. So, and I had a 3-year-old at the time. And I just decided to, start. My dad had been doing interior window treatments for 20 plus years in the area. So I decided to kind of, start just helping him out in the meantime. And a full-time position came on, with Home Depot, for the Flagstaff and Sedona stores, and started doing that for a couple of years. And then I started venturing out into, awnings and other things. Mm-hmm. And,
Boy, that would sure keep you busy working for big companies like that and give you great experience.
Yeah, it did. It did. So that's where I got my experience from. And then I decided in 2018 to do my own thing. So
very nice. Yeah.
It's a pretty new company.
You fell in love with the shade.
I love shades.
Well, Clay, tell us a little bit more about Boomswag, some of your products. I'm looking at your brochure here in front of me, and you can get more information on Boomswag. I keep saying that wrong. Boomswag.
Boomswag.com.
Yeah, blinds, draperies, and awnings, and window treatments. So tell us, go a little bit more into depth about the different products that you have.
Yeah, so we have, everything interior that you can think of. We do, blinds, shades, shutters, draperies, custom cornices. Mm-hmm. And then on the exterior, we do retractable awnings, fixed awnings. We do pergolas, and we do patio shades. And also like patio enclosures. So,
nice.
Yeah, we do the inside and the outside.
Well, I wasn't aware that you did the awnings, and I know there's a lot of shops in the Prescott area that do have awnings, and maybe a few that could probably use a little bit of updating on their awnings. So
for sure,
should be giving you a call on that. But that's you do a lot of different things, not just window coverings. It's like blinds is a big deal.
Yeah, yeah, and honestly, interiors, blinds, that could keep you busy alone. I mean, there's just so much just with those knowledge-wise. It's endless information. So, yeah, I'm going to be busy for the next couple of years.
Well, you're going to be busy for the next couple months. It's that time of the year.
I know.
It's coming in.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've been busy this week.
Yeah. So, yeah, when in this kind of business, it's funny that people, they all call at the same time, and you know, it just gets crazy, and then it's, you know, famine. There's you don't receive a phone call for weeks, so it's just kind of funny.
In the last few months, Clay, have you been busy? I've heard that contractors have been pretty busy.
Yeah,
through this whole COVID thing, through March and April.
Yep. So it's the interior side actually has been scarce. But the exterior, a lot of people are feeling comfortable with, you know, me standing outside and them being outside and mm-hmm. and doing exterior stuff. So mm-hmm. and I think a lot of people are just kind of going stir crazy inside and wanting to get out. So
yeah,
it's making them think of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, everybody's trying to do their own home improvements
right
now, and everybody has the time to do it because nothing's been going on. We're starting to get out of that, thankfully. But yeah.
Home Depot is packed right now. They're doing well.
Yep, I kind of thought that was the case. Clay, share a little bit about contact information for Boom Swag Blinds and Interiors.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're actually, you know, I'm young. I'm 31, so I do the social media thing. So we're very active on social media. We have, you know, Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm. We're actually on Nextdoor, which a lot of people around here use. Mm-hmm. We're also on Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube. So we're on a bunch of different
and websites too. Do you have a
website? Yeah.
So people can see your beautiful work.
Yeah. Yeah. My website is boomswagblinds.com. And, yep. All that information's on there. All the contact information is on our website.
Perfect.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And I just wanted, you know, this is always a question I always like asking, but what's the most rewarding part about your job?
Honestly, the most rewarding part is the customers. Just, you know,
personal interaction.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. personal relationships that you. I mean, I've made relationships in the past, you know, year that I've actually gone out to dinner with these customers. So I mean, some of them are like really. I mean, most of them are really awesome.
Yeah.
You know, there's a couple bad apples out there, of course, but that's just the nature of, you know, life. But, you know, I would say that's probably the most rewarding part. It has nothing to do with the product that I sell. It has everything to do mm-hmm. with the people that I meet. So mm-hmm.
sure.
it's pretty fun.
So you just go for the food then?
I just work for food, basically.
Makes sense. You know, we've got a pretty robust food dynamic here in Prescott.
Yeah, we do. And when you have a good service like your service, word gets around.
Absolutely.
Like that. So just one happy customer makes 100 of them, so it seems like.
And and honestly, that's where a lot of, you know, most of the business, I would say 90% comes from, is just referrals, mm-hmm. people recommending us. So,
yeah,
it's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see, we already asked about the aspect of your work. How about your involvement in the community, different things that you may do in the Prescott or Prescott area for the community, like Kiwanis or things like that?
Well, I got a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old and a wife.
You keep busy.
So that's my involvement in the community. I'm trying to raise the next generation, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I do volunteer my time. Very sparingly, I should say. I serve at a local church organization mm-hmm. and do. I hang out with the 2-year-olds.
Nice.
For about an hour.
That's a big job in itself, right there.
Yeah, yeah. I got to monitor, make sure that, you know, I don't get too crazy. But I do that, and then I also am involved with a veteran organization called Veterans for Child Rescue.
Okay.
And they're basically, you know, they're fighting against the child, you know, sex trafficking going on out there.
I see there's more involvement in the community than you think.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Yeah, I guess they get a little bit.
It draws you in. Yeah, well, Clay,
share us your contact information one more time and the name of your company so folks can get that stuck in their head.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Boom Swag.
There you go. I love it.
Boom Swag Blinds, and we can be find us online at boomswagblinds.com, also on social media, and you can contact us at 928-925-5126.
Great. Thank you very much. Thanks for being on the show, and that was Boom Swag Blinds, Clay Wright. Thank you very much.
Thank
we
you,
appreciate
sir.
It. And thanks for your chambership you membership.
Yeah, thank you guys.
You
appreciate
bet.
It.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ1A 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Steve Sishko with Ovalson's for Healthy Animals. One of the things that's always impressed me about difficult times is how pets and animals raise people's spirits. They're non-judgmental and don't pay a bit of attention to social distancing. They love you whether you wear a mask or not and always listen when you're pouring your heart out to them. That's why you should give them the best, and that's at Olson's. You can settle for good enough, or give your best friends the Olson's difference when buying their food, health supplies, toys, and treats. For the last 41 years, we've been feeding pets and animals with the philosophy of good enough just isn't. We offer in-store service, curbside, and delivery from all of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Experience us at our stores on Facebook, olsonsfamily.com, or olsonsgrain.com. Locals, feeding locals, pets, and animals. That's us.
From our family to yours, we want to encourage you to keep going, keep being fearless, and most of all, keep dreaming. If you have any concerns about your policy coverage or about making payments, please call us at 1-800-MY-AMFAM or visit amfam.com. We'll keep being here when you need us. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Hello, welcome back. This is Robert Coombs with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, filling in for Sherry Heine. Sherry will be back next week. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Hunter, can you please introduce our next wonderful guest?
Of course I can, and you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, but it's Zach Leonard.
That's it?
Absolutely. Zach Leonard with Prescott Complete Care. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
How long
have you been in Prescott?
I've been in Prescott personally for 8 years. Myself and my partner, Kaya, we co-own Prescott's newest primary care practice called Prescott Complete Care. And both of us have worked in urgent care together for years. And primarily what we see are a lot of folks coming in who say they just don't have a doctor. Maybe they're new to town and places are booked 3 months out, 6 months out. Or maybe you do have a doctor or a primary care provider, but you just can't get in for an appointment. And we have felt for years that we need to change this. So we really focus on convenient scheduling and affordability and just being there for folks in this town.
So at Prescott Complete Care, Zach, you'll take somebody just walk-in? Just a walk-in, or
well,
do you prefer they call before?
We prefer that they call before, or you can schedule an appointment online. I should say request an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose
mm-hmm.
you could walk in, and hopefully if we have room, we could squeeze you in.
Uh-huh.
But it's always good to know if you're coming.
Yeah.
But we're not functioning as an urgent care. We're very much
okay.
a primary care practice.
Nice.
So your bread and butter, diabetes management, high blood pressure, just the cornucopia of chronic issues people have, especially when you have a primarily older population. So,
and you're accepting new patients.
And we are accepting new patients. Perfect. Yes, we just opened our doors the beginning of the month. So
beautiful. Wow. You guys were absolutely needed, as is all primary care. You know,
that's what I hear.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to ask, you know, the big question on probably people's mind right now with COVID, kind of getting over it. We kind of have, you know, still see it in the community a little bit. But, you know, what are you guys operating based on that right now?
Well, right now we are not treating any COVID-related care. Some of it's operational with just the resources that you would need for, you know, getting the gowns and the gloves and the masks. And, you know, right now medical supplies are in such short supply that mostly they're being allocated towards the urgent cares and the hospitals. And right now our local hospital and urgent cares have such a good handle on it that it would be tough to complicate things more with COVID-related care.
Mm-hmm. But they could call, you know, ask questions and things like that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, because sometimes that's very helpful for folks before they actually go to the hospital.
There's a lot of gray area too. Like, patients might need a physical prior to a surgery, and that hospital wants to know 100% you don't have COVID before coming in for a completely unrelated surgery. So we can certainly arrange to get testing for something like that.
Nice.
Yeah, and special events at Prescott Complete Care does in the community?
Well, no special events just yet. We have, you know, lots of ideas for community engagement. Uh-huh. I think some of our initial strategy with just getting the word out had been squashed with COVID. You know, I think we, both Kaya and me, had planned on going to lots of events and just meeting more people. But, you know, this town, well, especially this show, has been great with just having us on. And we believe that the patients are out there, but first they have to know that we're there.
Well, that's what we're here for.
Yes.
KQ&A and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce to support Prescott Complete Care and get the word out there.
So. Yeah, definitely. And already the appointments are filling up. So,
nice.
You know, eventually I'm sure we'll be like everyone else and just be bursting at the seams.
No, but you'll be the best. Yeah. Well, Zach, share your contact information and where you're located, website, things like that, so folks can kind of check you out.
Sure. Prescott Complete Care is located next to Basis on the corner of Willow Lake Road and Prescott Lakes Parkway. Our website is www.prescottcompletecare.com, where there's a bunch of info, and you can request an appointment there. And our number is 928-458-5723.
Good deal. Well, I had a quick question for you. Since I was doing my research, you know, I was doing all the mystery work behind, you know, who you and Kai are. I saw that you were actually the Kind to Find president.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You do a lot of stuff in this community.
I dabble a little bit. So I'm board chair for an organization called Kind to Find, and it is an organization completely dedicated to kindness, particularly with youth leadership and that sweet spot of kids age 7 to 10 where they're very much still developing. And the thought is if we can teach kids to be kind now, hopefully they grow into being more compassionate and empathetic adults, which is definitely more of what the world needs.
Absolutely.
Especially right now.
Especially right now,
but
yes.
I think that's turning around a little bit, it seems like. Yeah, but Kind to Find.
That's been its own, you know, rewarding activity in itself. So we just hope to keep growing that organization and offering more camps and workshops to kids in this community and hopefully grow it across the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you being a part of Kind to Find as their president, board president?
Yes.
Yes. As well as we know where you're working now. I know you're also a member of PAYP. I know you're doing other stuff in the community. How do you manage to swing time for yourself at the end of the day?
I don't even know. I feel like I work 7 days a week sometimes. I'm still seeing patients over at the hospital at YRMC in the ER. And we would have just had Dancing for the Stars with the Boys and Girls Club.
Right.
I've been doing that every year, but that's been postponed till September. Mm-hmm. So it's a very delicate balancing act, but.
Gotcha. You got yourself a little 2 month break.
Yeah, it's been a forced vacation, if you will, but it's been good. Good to refocus.
Very cool. Well, this is probably Hunter's question. Can I ask this question?
You can ask it. It's okay.
Prescott Complete Care, Zach, tell us what's the most rewarding aspect of your job. It's probably helping folks, obviously, because that's what you love to do, but tell us a little bit more about that.
I would say particularly it's being able to follow an issue from start to finish. So, for example, if I'm at the urgent care or in the ER, someone comes in with an acute complaint, and maybe you can fix it there, but a lot of times you need to send them to a specialist, or maybe they get admitted, or they end up following up with their own provider, and you never see them again. Mm-hmm. So it's been very rewarding to have someone come in, and not only you diagnose and treat the issue, but then you get to follow up and see, is that treatment working? Are they responding well? Do you need to make adjustments? And just really building those long-term relationships with patients has been certainly mine and Kaya's biggest motivator for mm-hmm. starting this practice.
Mm-hmm. Relationship building in Prescott, that's unheard of. We don't know what that is here.
I always say I've seen everyone so far at least once.
What got you into the job? What kind of got you into not only doing what you do, but kind of starting to own your own practice?
Well, I've always been interested in medicine, and I've wanted to be a PA ever since high school, really. So I went down that path and never looked back. But, you know, I feel like there's a lot of entrepreneurs in Prescott, and you can get a lot of mentorship from a lot of people in this town. And I just think, really, it's been years and years of seeing patients just struggling to get medical care outside of these acute care clinics, you know, just for long-term management of things. And I think that plus the relationship building, it really pushed me over the edge to want to start this practice.
I think a lot of folks just don't know where to start when they're looking for, you know, medical of any kind in the Prescott area. But that's kind of, you know, what we're there for, the chamber's there for.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for your chamber membership. Mm-hmm. They can look you up, and we could highly recommend.
Yeah, that's always appreciated. You know, patience is the whole reason why we're doing this. So, we gotta have patience to stay open. So,
absolutely. And you guys, you know, even though we haven't necessarily seen a lot of primary care doing a lot of COVID stuff because mm-hmm. of what we're being told and mm-hmm. all the urgent cares, they're using a lot of the supplies out there right now. But I'm really glad to hear that you guys are doing all right. You moved in. Everything is set to go for everything that comes afterwards.
Yes, it is a beautiful office. So we do accept most major insurances, so we welcome, you know, anyone needing a primary care provider.
Mm-hmm. Well, Zach, share with us one more time your contact information about Prescott Complete Care, the websites and phone numbers one more time, if you would.
Sure. Our number is 928-458-5723. And our website is PrescottCompleteCare.com.
Is there anything else you'd like to share about Prescott Complete Care with us?
I think there's
just the two of us, two of you so far.
Yeah, it's just the two of us.
Expansion.
You know, I'm sure as we get busier, we'll need more medical providers, and I'm sure we'll eventually outgrow our current location. But right now we have 6 exam rooms and in a beautiful lobby, and really we're just trying to focus on convenience. We do have late office hours Mondays and Tuesdays for mm-hmm. folks who just can't miss school or work for appointments. It really is a challenge to take time out of your day for that. So we are open till 7 p.m. a couple days a week, if that would best fit your schedule. So something to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm. That's really good that you'd work with patients that way. That's just wonderful.
Yeah, well, we got to get people going your way.
Yeah.
We got to get people checking out your cool lobby and your offices. You got to get me over there.
It is beautiful. Yes, follow us on social media, too. We're on Facebook and Instagram.
Very cool. Well, I want to thank you, Zach, for being on the show. You've been listening to Prescott Complete Care, brand-new business in Prescott, Arizona, and a brand-new chamber member. And you were so nice to come on the show with us. We kind of had an opening. So we thought of you, and so here you are.
Oh, it was so appreciated. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Affinity RV, you get a home weather view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
Waters Garden companion plants in May are vining akebia, purple robe locust, Prescott sunshine geraniums, and Indian hawthorn.
Wind is no problem for this Indian hawthorn.
Rose-colored flowers cover this spring bloomer that often repeat blooms in fall.
Dark blue berries adorn this compact bush that takes the wind and soaks up the sun like a native.
Perfect for low-maintenance gardens with virtually no pruning, ever.
Every backyard should have at least one, and only found here at Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
We're KQ&A.
AM 1130, 99.9 FM, Prescott Chino Valley in Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Good afternoon, I'm Gregory Scott with this news and weather brief, brought to you by Affinity RV. Bradshaw Mountain High School has been hit twice by vandals. The first incident occurred at around 12:30 on the morning of Friday, May 15th.
A male suspect burglarized and vandalized a classroom at Bradshaw Mountain High School. The suspect caused damage to a window and the classroom.
Prescott Valley Police spokesman Jerry Ferguson says a second incident followed at around 10 Monday night.
Two males and two females went to the high school in what appears to be a Ford F-150 pickup truck. The two males used a spray paint can and sprayed high-value items in the classroom. The females appeared to have remained in the bed of the truck.
Anyone who has information on these incidents is asked to call the Prescott Valley Police at 772-9261. Prescott Valley Police are warning residents of a new scam. The scam involves someone allegedly representing a cell phone company. They call the victim and tell them there has been a fraudulent order placed against the victim's account. The suspect then tells the victim that someone used the account in an attempt to buy an iPhone. Prescott Valley Police spokesman Jody Mullins explains this has resulted in a supposed $85 charge being placed against the account.
The suspect then tells the victim that in order to reverse the fraudulent charge, he needs to obtain a credit card number or bank account number from the victim in order to refund the charge. This is always the wrong thing to do.
If you receive a call like this, Mullen says take down the person's name and contact information.
It is appropriate for the intended victim to call their cell phone company on a known business line and verify the information on their own. If you verify that you have been the intended victim of a scam, call a non-emergency police department number and speak to someone for further guidance.
A citizen targeted in one case realized it was a scam and did not give out any account information. Prescott Valley Police say you shouldn't send any money in any form or give any information out to scammers. Your KQ&A forecast, clear skies on into the evening in the Prescott area, a low of 58 tonight, winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, sunny and warm on Thursday, a high of 93 tomorrow, winds 10 to 20, temperatures right near 90 all week long. In the Verde Valley, clear with a low of 64 this evening, sunny and hot on Thursday, a high of 102 tomorrow, winds 10 to 15, temperatures right around the triple digits on into the weekend. News and weather brought to you this hour by Affinity RV. Bob Gregory Scott reporting for AM 1130 at 99.9 FM. Prescott, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live online worldwide at KQ&A.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door.
Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company.
This is Roxanne. We just received our 2020 Ranking Arizona's Best of Arizona Businesses publication. This annual publication rates all kinds of Arizona's own businesses. Well, little old PBC and little old Prescott rated in the top 10 breweries in the state again and again. We continue to be relevant in the big world of craft beers with more than 100 in our state of Arizona now. A big thank you.
We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Vertie told me.
No, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical heating, cooling, and plumbing.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Robert Coombs from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce filling in for Sherry Heine. She'll be back next week. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Hunter,
yes,
can you please introduce our next guest?
Absolutely. This is Hunter Powell with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce filling in for Robert.
We're kind of switching places here.
We have Bill Hazelwood with Hazelwood Insurance Services. Bill, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself before we go into the actual business? How long have you been in Prescott?
Just a couple of years.
Gotcha.
My wife and I moved here from Southern California in February of 2018 and been establishing my insurance practice here since then. My involvement in insurance, though, has been a lifelong thing. Basically, I got out of college and started right to work in the insurance business, worked for a major company in Southern California in the home office. I never really have thought of myself, and even today I don't think of myself as a salesman. That's just not who I am. But I think of myself as pretty knowledgeable about life insurance because of my previous job experience. I worked as an actuary. And I did product development work, financial planning for the company, IT management work, lots of different kinds of experience.
Wow.
And I really enjoy the opportunity to bring that experience to individuals and help them to make sure that when they buy an insurance product that they understand what they're buying and that they feel good about it. And that's a real challenge. You know, the old stereotype of the insurance agent is probably best depicted in the movie Groundhog Day with Agent Ryerson, who kept running into Bill Murray and finally got punched in the face.
Ned?
I think everybody, I think, kind of related to that, but not all insurance agents are that way. Most of them are pretty good people who really love helping other people, and they're just not that pushy. There are some of those, but it's certainly not me.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bill, tell us about some of the services that Hazelwood Insurance Services has to offer.
Our focus is primarily in four areas.
Mm-hmm.
Life insurance,
okay,
disability insurance, long-term care insurance, and annuities. I don't have a lot of emphasis on annuities. My emphasis is mostly on the insurance coverages. Life insurance is something that most people, in my experience, need more. I hardly ever meet anybody who's got too much life insurance, although that's mm-hmm. possible. Mm-hmm. The problem is that with life insurance, in my experience, what I found is that when people call me, it's because they think they need life insurance, and usually it's because they have some medical anomaly that in some cases makes them uninsurable. Mm-hmm. The funny thing about life insurance is that it's like borrowing money from a bank. You know, it's the people who don't need it who can get it. And so the smart thing to do is when you're young, start thinking about your responsibilities and what will happen to your family if you die, because it happens every day. Mm-hmm. And take advice from a good financial advisor. A good insurance agent can help you with this, or a financial planner if you have one. And I highly recommend that anybody get a financial planner. There are lots of good financial planners out there who work with people all up and down the economic spectrum, and they'll give you good advice about life insurance. Unfortunately, though, some financial planners are also life insurance agents and will try to sell you a life insurance policy as well. I strongly recommend that when working with a financial planner, you find one who's independent and who's a fee-based financial planner who only gets paid by you paying them a fee for their services. And then they can refer you to people who or to carriers who can provide you with insurance. But it's better that they don't have a financial stake in that decision. With long-term care insurance, that's primarily for older people. Most younger people don't really think about it and don't need to think about it. I know that there are financial counselors on radio, like a very popular one is Dave Ramsey, who I admire. I think he does a great job. I think he does a little bit of a disservice when he tells people that they shouldn't even think about long-term care insurance until they're over 60. I think that it's important for people to start thinking about it probably about age 50, and they should be looking at their personal situation and ask themselves, if I really got in a pickle from a medical standpoint and I needed care in my home, would I be able to afford to pay what you need to pay to have somebody do that? It can be pretty expensive, and long-term care insurance covers that kind of thing. Disability insurance is the other primary focus of mine, and that's basically it's insurance that pays you an income when you can't work and earn your income the way you usually do because of an injury or a sickness. And disability insurance is quite often people have that through their work, but a lot of employers don't provide disability insurance, and it's important. A form of disability insurance that professionals should all think about, but in my experience they don't, is business overhead expense disability insurance. If you're a doctor, let's say, or a dentist, and you've got a practice here in town, and you come down with some kind of a medical problem that means you're not going to be able to work for 6 months, what's going to happen to your office? Well, you can probably have maybe some dentist or doctor come in to fill in for you or what have you, but maybe that's not an option. If your office is in, you know, some small town in Arizona, maybe you don't have the a person standing ready to fill in for you. So what's going to happen? Are you going to continue to pay them while you're not able to earn an income? One option would be to get a disability policy that covers your business overhead expenses, which would be employee salaries, rent, utilities, all the normal expenses,
the day-to-day operations,
keeping a business open. So that's another form of insurance that I think needs to be thought about by particularly professionals who are, you know, who have those kinds of ongoing responsibilities. I want to just say a couple of words about life insurance. Most people, I think, are familiar with the basic types of life insurance. There's term insurance, which you can buy in a particular amount to cover you for a period of time, 10 years, 20 years, what have you. Or you can buy permanent insurance, and that takes many forms. Those are policies that build up a cash value. They're intended to stay in force for a longer period of time. There are three basic forms of those. One is a fixed contract. One is a variable contract where the assets of the policy are actually invested in mutual funds. And then the third type, which is the newest of the three, is called index life insurance. And the way that works is really kind of interesting. And I think it's something that should be considered by anybody who has a permanent insurance need. It's a policy where the cash value changes each year. It goes up according to a stock market index. A common index that's used is the S&P 500 index. And if the S&P 500 index goes up by, say, 20% in a year, you're not going to get all that 20%. You're going to get, your policy might go up a percentage of that, say, 16%. You get take a little bit of a haircut on the upside when the stock market has a boom year. But the good news is if the stock market goes down 20%, you don't lose anything.
Like right now.
Mm-hmm. Like right now.
Actually, probably more than that.
It's a kind of a product that makes a lot of sense for people who want to participate in equity growth, but they don't want to subject their life insurance to the downturn of a very volatile economy. That can happen with the other type, the variable life insurance that I mentioned. In that kind of insurance, the cash values are invested in mutual funds, and they can go up or down with the swings of the market. Personal opinion, I've owned both types, and I'm not real favorable toward variable life insurance because I think it puts the life insurance program that an individual has under potential forces that I don't think should apply to life insurance. Life insurance should be bought for the long term. It should have permanent value, and the index type of product can provide that and without a lot of anxious moments.
So, Bill, would the index insurance be more geared for someone that would be under the age of 50 and the standard life insurance that you were talking about be for somebody older than 50?
Index life insurance mm-hmm. Can make sense for people of almost any
age. For anybody.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The younger you are, the more years you'll have to participate in a growing market.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're, let's say you're 60 and mm-hmm. you want to buy a permanent insurance product, it can make sense for those people as well. More sense, actually, than a variable life insurance, mm-hmm. I think, because variable life insurance is pretty volatile. Variable, that's the one thing where I think age comes into it. The variable life insurance, I think, makes a lot more sense for people who are younger and who have time to recover from ups and downs of the market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Bill, before we let you go, because I got to know, what's the most rewarding part of the job? How did you get into insurance right outside of college?
Well, that's interesting. Actually, I come from a long line of insurance people. I do genealogy research, and one of the things that I learned about my family recently is my great-grandfather was an insurance agent in Iowa and Minnesota back in the 1920s and 30s.
It's in your blood.
It's in my blood.
There you go.
And my grandfather, one of his four sons, was not in the insurance business, but he did. He was in the gambling business. So in a way,
he needed an insurance.
He actually was an early in the gambling industry in Las Vegas. My father was in the insurance business for his entire life. So yeah, there's a it's I believed in it since I could understand what it was. Mm-hmm. It's made sense to me. I love the idea of teaching people about it, and I think it's a it's an important product that cannot be provided by any other financial institution. It can take you from zero to $1 million at the absolute worst time of your widow's life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
Well, it sounds like you're very knowledgeable about
the insurance
industry.
And yeah.
I've learned a few words that I didn't know before, and you've taught a little bit to both of us, I think, Hunter and I, today. So we appreciate that very much.
It's been a pleasure.
Bill, could you repeat the name of the firm and your contact information?
My firm is just named after me, Heslewood Insurance Services, and I'm an old-fashioned guy. I'd like getting phone calls. And the best way for people to reach me is just to call me at my business number, 928-642-0867. I am on Yelp. I don't have a website. Don't look for my website.
Okay,
it
I was going to ask, yeah.
I believe in talking to people and understanding their problems, and I'd love to get a phone call from anybody who wants to talk about insurance.
Yep, or get on our website at theprescottchamber.org.
Yep.
His number will
insurance.
Be on there. Yep. Heslewood Insurance.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Bill Heslewood and Heslewood Insurance Services for being on the show today.
It's been a pleasure.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you again. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor. Monday through Friday on Cat, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Gaxiola and Litwack, your criminal defense team in Arizona. Call 602-717-0631 or visit their website, www.gaxiolalitwack.com.
We have 25 years of solid trial experience handling cases from first-degree murder, drug cases, to assault cases. We have the experience, reputation, and dedication to assist anyone in any court across the state of Arizona.
We look through every piece of evidence to find and fight every potential constitutional violation. We aim to win by leaving no stone unturned to form early and aggressive strategies to fight the government at trial, because we actually care, and because there's two sides to every story that deserve to be told.
Gaxiola and Litwack, your criminal defense team in Arizona. Call 602-717-0631 or visit their website, www.gaxiolalitwack.com. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Robert Coombs with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Visitor Information Center, filling in for Sherry Heine, and Hunter here is on my left side, filling in for me, since I'm usually on the other chair.
Yeah, I'm filling in for Robert today.
Thank you, Hunter, for being here. We really appreciate
it. Absolutely, and we just wanted to throw a big shout-out and a big thank you to everybody who made it downtown into the square this last weekend. We had a lot of fun putting on the Off-Street Festival, and we had a lot of fun seeing a lot of businesses really come back downtown, and so many people are just downtown and off the square. So we wanted to just send a thank you out to everybody who participated, everybody who was there, because we had a really fun time
this
weekend.
It was basically the first arts and crafts show down in the downtown area, and was put on by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. And it was Memorial Day weekend, and the vendors were thrilled to pieces.
Oh, they were.
And everyone practiced social distancing and washing their hands.
It helps that it was
outside.
We
were all set up for it. So,
absolutely.
Which was really good. That brings me into our first show on the Yavapai County Plaza, which is coming up on June 13th and 14th. That's the Territorial Days Arts and Crafts Show. That's also sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. And that will be from 9 to 5 each day. So come on downtown on June 13th and 14th for really the first show on the plaza.
Bring your dog.
So it's kind of exciting. Yeah, you can bring your dog as long as it's leashed.
Bring your kids as long as they're leashed. I'm kidding.
And we will be social distancing and we'll be doing the CDC guidelines. So come on down and enjoy it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Another event that is coming up that a lot of folks ask me about at the Visitor Center is Prescott Frontier Days World's Oldest Rodeo. And that is going on from June 29th to July 5th. And for more information on that particular event and to buy tickets, please get to their website at www.worldsoldestrodeo.com or give me a call at the Visitor Information Center downtown at the Chamber. We have a rack card that has all their events on it, going from the dances to the rodeo parade, the fine arts and craft show, the Kiwanis Kitty Parade, which will be coming up, and all that good stuff.
And again, there's been a lot of cancellations recently, but you can always go to www.prescott.org. You can go to our community event page, and you can find all the different events that are still happening this month and next month.
Yep, because there's been a lot of changes, believe me. I've
been on it
quite a bit, changing things. But do get on that webpage, like Hunter said, at prescott.org. And click on events, community events, and you'll see what's going on. Let's see. What else do we have here? Let me just throw the Goodwill Virtual Job Fair in. That will be on May 28th. That's coming up really quick, from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Again, that's a Goodwill Virtual Job Fair. And you can get more information on that by going to their website at mycareeradvisor.com or call 928-515-6540. So the Goodwill Virtual Job Fair, May 28th from 3 to 4. Thank you very much, Hunter. I appreciate you filling in for me.
Thank you for having me. Thanks for letting me fill in for you.
It was fun filling in for Sherry. Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ1A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A. We'll see you next time, everyone. Be safe.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.